Alan Fairhall, the Minister for Supply.
Your Excellency, Mr. Premier, my ministerial and parliamentary colleagues of both Commonwealth and state governments, Mr. Mayor, Mr. Shire President, Mr. Buckley, and ladies and gentlemen. In 1957, we saw launched the first American satellite, and the space age was born. Happily, Australia had a part to play in it. The United States program of space exploration and research has continued since then with mounting intensity and notable success, and Australia's participation in the program continues to grow. Scientific satellites have been flown to expand man's knowledge of his environment. Astronauts have safely orbited the Earth. And the United States, through its National Aeronautics and Space Administration, moves confidently towards exploration of the Moon. And for these purposes have thrown a network of tracking stations around the world. Today, with some pride and a good deal of satisfaction, we bring into service Carnarvon as the newest addition to that network. It adds enormously to our pleasure today that we should have with us on this notable occasion Mr. Ed Buckley, Director of Tracking and Data Acquisition of the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. Not least because it was Mr. Buckley personally, with members of the Department of Supply group, who personally conducted the survey which resulted in this magnificent technical and scientific complex being established on the skyline above Carnarvon, like signposts to an amazing future. But Mr. Buckley's presence here today signifies something more. It symbolizes the meeting of the minds of science and government, of two countries in a great partnership. And if our contribution to that partnership is essentially small in quantity, it is rich in competence and dedication. I hope that Mr. Buckley and the American team he leads will take back to NASA and the United States our pledge that nothing will be left undone to discharge faithfully and well the responsibilities they will assign to us. In 1960, the governments of the United States and Australia reached an agreement under which the Department of Supply became the agency responsible for Australian cooperation with NASA in space flight operations. And Carnarvon is the fifth station built in Australia as a result of that agreement. The world knows a good deal of the magnificent achievement which has attended the United States space program. It is perhaps less aware of the extent of technical resources, human and material, which have been marshaled in support of that program. An entirely new industrial complex has come into being under the term aerospace. More than 100 satellites and space probes have been sent on their journeys, perhaps with less public knowledge of the successes than of the inevitable but happily infrequent failure. And so many are left to wonder, even today, about the real value of such stupendous scientific effort. I pass lightly over the technological revolution which has been ushered in with these developments, a revolution that has so vastly expanded our knowledge in science and engineering. These are but the first fruits. I look beyond to the weather satellites already providing our meteorologists with photographs of entire weather systems for the first time, and so improving the accuracy and range of our weather forecasting. At this moment, an international organization to provide worldwide communications by satellite is in process of formation. Satellites are redrawing the map of the world with extraordinary accuracy and assisting in every form of scientific observation. That so much should have been achieved in so short a time is, I think, a magnificent contribution, a magnificent indication of the drive and energy of the United States, that so much new knowledge of enormous value should be so freely made available to all nations is a tribute to American generosity, which is legendary. To provide this facility in Carnarvon, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration has spent £750,000. The equipment which it houses, and which you will be invited to inspect, is valued at £4 million. It will cost something like £500,000 a year to operate. I do not propose to explain the equipment. Indeed, I'm looking for somebody very patient who can explain it to me. But I permit myself to be awed by the complexity and the accuracy and the reliability of electronic equipment which can measure 250,000 miles or the distance from here to the moon with an accuracy of 25 yards, or which is able to note a change in velocity of only 1/3 of a mile per hour in an orbiting space vehicle. And therefore I acknowledge with warm respect, as I imagine we all will, the men who handle this equipment on assignments which may well make or mar the success of a space mission. Today is very much a day for acknowledgements, and it would be right and proper, I think, that I should mention firstly the officers of my own Department of Supply, who have carried the responsibility for the operation of space tracking so far. And this they have done in a way which has earned for them and Australia a fine reputation and the appreciation of the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, with whom they have worked in complete harmony. The Department of Supply will retain the responsibility of management, but since my government is anxious for private enterprise to have access to space technology, deeming this to be important for this country's development, we have arranged for operation of this and other stations now building to be by contract. Carnarvon will be operated by Amalgamated Wireless Australasia Limited, a great name in electronics in Australia since the very birth of the industry. It is a matter of great personal regret to me that the chairman of directors of that company, Sir Lionel Hook, could not be with us today, but we did have from him a telegram of congratulations and assuring our American friends of every effort on the part of his company to render here a magnificent success. But I wanted to take the opportunity of thanking him and his company for the thoughtful and generous gift to the station, which you see before you, the symbolic fountain. And on this fountain will be based the landscaping of this central block of Carnarvon Tracking Station. It is believed that Western Australia is geologically the oldest land on Earth, and I'm sure the government of this great state will be happy to see established in it the world's newest industry. For this Carnarvon Tracking Station does represent a very substantial new industry in this region which the government is working so hard to develop. We have had most valuable cooperation through Western Australia's Main Roads Board in the construction of roads and through its Housing Commission. Our own Commonwealth departments have had their part to play and have played them well. The Department of Works and the provision of designs and specifications for housing which necessarily has had to be provided, and for the construction of the buildings. The Postmaster General's Department has provided additional communications, and in the course of providing complete safety have introduced into Australia, I think for the first time, the forward scatter technique which will give us alternate circuits to the south. We acknowledge our debt to the council and to the people of Carnarvon who have taken this enterprise very much to their hearts. The council has provided 30 houses for station staff in an example of local government enterprise which could well set a pattern for civic development in other places. The people of Carnarvon have welcomed this great addition to their numbers in an atmosphere that is completely heartwarming. And happily, the station provides another avenue of employment which I hope will expand. But Carnarvon will have its reward as the name becomes known and surely respected in the world of space exploration, and through the increasing movement of Australian tourists through this area who will be welcome to visit the tracking station when operational requirements permit. I pause to express my appreciation to the Department of the Army, who have valiantly stood by today in case there should have been rain. Assuredly, ladies and gentlemen, you would have been shielded from that by the Army had that occurred. Nevertheless, they have been on site, and I thank them for their care and concern. Little, I think, remains to be said from me. The Administrator of the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, Mr. James E. Webb, will send his greetings presently. But I take this opportunity to convey Australia's greetings and to tell Mr. Webb that we watch with admiration the development of space technology under his direction. We participate in it with pride. We will contribute to it to the utmost of our ability, knowing that this great excursion to the frontier of human knowledge and achievement will set new patterns of thought, as did the ocean navigators of 500 years ago. This effort will enrich the lives of us all. And so it's my great pleasure to declare open this Carnarvon Tracking Station as I dedicate it to the search for knowledge in space and to the safety of those who will venture into that realm.